This is the reading for February 22nd. Psalm 53. Fools say to themselves, "There is no God." Fools are evil and do terrible things. None of them does anything good. God looked down from heaven on all people to see if anyone was wise, if anyone was looking to God for help. But all have turned away. Together, everyone has become evil. None of them does anything good, not a single person. Don't the wicked understand? They destroy my people as if they were eating bread. They do not ask God for help. The wicked are filled with terror where there had been nothing to fear. God will scatter the bones of your enemies. You will defeat them because God has rejected them. I pray that victory will come to Israel from Mount Zion. May God bring them back. Then the people of Jacob will rejoice, and the people of Israel will be glad. Leviticus chapter 15. The Lord also said to Moses and Aaron, "Say to the people of Israel, when a fluid comes from a person's body, the fluid is unclean. It doesn't matter if the fluid flows freely or if it is blocked from flowing, the fluid will make him unclean. This is the way the fluid makes him unclean. If the person who discharges the body fluid lies on a bed, that bed becomes unclean, and everything he sits on becomes unclean. Anyone who touches his bed must wash his clothes and bathe in water, and the person will be unclean until evening. Whoever sits on something that the person who discharges the fluid sat on must wash his clothes and bathe in water. He will be unclean until evening. Anyone who touches the person who discharges the body fluid must wash his clothes and bathe in water. He will be unclean until evening. If the person who discharges the body fluid spits on someone who is clean, that person must wash his clothes and bathe in water. He will be unclean until evening. Everything on which the person who is unclean sits when riding will become unclean. Anyone who touches something that was under him will be unclean until evening. And anyone who carries these things must wash his clothes and bathe in water. He will be unclean until evening. If the person who discharges a body fluid has not washed his hands in water and touches another person, that person must wash his clothes and bathe in water. He will be unclean until evening. If a person who discharges a body fluid touches a clay bowl, that bowl must be broken. If he touches a wooden bowl, that bowl must be washed in water. When a person who discharges a body fluid is made clean, he must count 7 days for himself for his cleansing. He must wash his clothes and bathe his body in fresh water, and he will be clean. On the 8th day, he must take 2 doves or 2 young pigeons before the Lord at the entrance of the meeting tent. He will give the 2 birds to the priest. The priest will offer the birds, one for a sin offering and the other for a burnt offering, and the priest will make that person clean so he can belong to the Lord again. If semen goes out from a man, he must bathe in water. He will be unclean until evening. If the fluid gets on any clothing or leather, it must be washed with water. It will be unclean until evening. If a man has sexual relations with a woman and semen comes out, both people must bathe in water. They will be unclean until evening. When a woman has her monthly period, she is unclean for 7 days. Anyone who touches her will be unclean until evening. Anything she lies on during this time will be unclean, and everything she sits on during this time will be unclean. Anyone who touches her bed must wash his clothes and bathe in water. That person will be unclean until evening. Anyone who touches something she has sat on must wash his clothes and bathe in water. That person will be unclean until evening. It does not matter if the person touched the woman's bed or something she sat on. He will be unclean until evening. If a man has sexual relations with a woman and her monthly period touches him, he will be unclean for 7 days. Every bed he lies on will be unclean. If a woman has a loss of blood for many days and it is not during her regular monthly period, or if she continues to have a loss of blood after her regular period, she will be unclean as she is during her monthly period. She will be unclean for as long as she continues to bleed. Any bed she lies on during all the time of her bleeding will be like her bed during her regular monthly period. Everything she sits on will be unclean as during her regular monthly period. Whoever touches those things will be unclean and must wash his clothes and bathe in water. He will be unclean until evening. When the woman becomes clean from her bleeding, she must wait 7 days, and after this she will be clean. Then on the 8th day she must take 2 doves or 2 young pigeons and bring them to the priest at the entrance of the meeting tent. The priest must offer 1 bird for a sin offering and the other for a whole burnt offering. In this way the priest will make her clean so she can belong to the Lord again. So you must warn people of Israel to stay separated from things that make them unclean. If you don't warn the people, they might make my holy tent unclean, and then they would have to die. These are the teachings for the person who discharges a body fluid and for the man who becomes unclean from semen coming out of his body. These are the teachings for the woman who becomes unclean from her monthly period, for a man or woman who has a discharge, and for a man who becomes unclean by having sexual relations with a woman who is unclean. Leviticus chapter 16. Now 2 of Aaron's sons had died while offering incense to the Lord. And after that time the Lord spoke to Moses. The Lord said to him, "Tell your brother Aaron that there are times when he cannot go behind the curtain into the most holy place where the ark is. If he goes in when I appear in a cloud over the lid on the ark, he will die. This is how Aaron may enter the most holy place. Before he enters, he must offer a bull for a sin offering and a male sheep for a whole burnt offering. He must put on the holy linen inner robe with the linen underclothes next to his body. His belt will be on the cloth belt, and he will wear the linen turban. These are holy clothes, so he must bathe his body in water before he puts them on. Aaron must take from the people of Israel 2 male goats for a sin offering and 1 male sheep for a burnt offering. Then he will offer the bull for the sin offering for himself to remove sins from him and his family, so they will belong to the Lord. Next, Aaron will take the 2 goats and bring them before the Lord at the entrance to the meeting tent. He will throw lots for the 2 goats. One will be for the Lord, and the other for the goat that removes sin. Then Aaron will take the goat that was chosen for the Lord by throwing the lot, and he will offer it as a sin offering. The other goat, which was chosen by lot to remove the sin, must be brought alive before the Lord. The priest will use it to perform the acts that remove Israel's sin, so they will belong to the Lord. Then this goat will be sent out into the desert as a goat that removes sin. Then Aaron will remove the bull as a sin offering for himself, to remove the sins from him and his family, so they will belong to the Lord. He will kill the bull for the sin offering for himself. Then he must take a pan full of burning coals from the altar before the Lord, and 2 handfuls of sweet incense that has been ground into powder. He must bring it into the room behind the curtain. He must put the incense on the fire before the Lord, so that the cloud of incense will cover the lid on the ark. Then when Aaron comes in, he will not die. Also, he must take some of the blood from the bull and sprinkle it with his finger on the front of the lid. With his finger he will sprinkle the blood 7 times in front of the lid. Then Aaron must kill the goat of the sin offering for the people and bring its blood into the room behind the curtain. He must do with the goat's blood as he did with the bull's blood, sprinkling it on the lid and in front of the lid. Because the people of Israel have been unclean, Aaron will perform the acts to make the most holy place ready for service to the Lord. Then it will be clean from the sins and crimes of the Israelites. He must also do this for the meeting tent, because it stays in the middle of unclean people. When Aaron makes the most holy place ready for service to the Lord, no one is allowed in the meeting tent until he comes out. So Aaron will perform the acts to remove sins from himself, his family, and all the people of Israel, so they will belong to the Lord. Afterward, he will go out to the altar that is before the Lord and will make it ready for service to the Lord. Aaron will take some of the bull's blood and some of the goat's blood and put it on the corners of the altar on all sides. Then with his finger, he will sprinkle some of the blood on the altar 7 times to make the altar holy for the Lord, and clean from all the sins of the Israelites. When Aaron has finished making the most holy place, the meeting tent, and the altar ready for service to the Lord, he will offer the living goat. He will put both his hands on the head of the living goat, and he will confess over it all the sins and crimes of Israel. In this way, Aaron will put the people's sins on the goat's head. Then he will send the goat away into the desert, and a man who has been appointed will lead the goat away. So the goat will carry on itself all the people's sins to a lonely place in the desert. The man who leads the goat will let it loose there. Then Aaron will enter the meeting tent and take off the linen clothes he had put on before he went into the most holy place. He must leave these clothes there. He will bathe his body in water in a holy place and put on his regular clothes. Then he will come out and offer the whole burnt offering for himself and for the people, to remove sins from himself and the people, so they will belong to the Lord. Then he will burn the fat of the sin offering on the altar. The person who led the goat to remove sins, into the desert, must wash his clothes and bathe his body in water. After that, he may come back into the camp. The bull and the goat for the sin offerings, whose blood was brought into the most holy place to make it ready for the service to the Lord, must be taken outside the camp. The animals' skins, bodies, and intestines will be burned in the fire. Then the one who burns them must wash his clothes and bathe his body in water. After that, he may come back into the camp. This law will always continue for you. On the 10th day of the 7th month, you must not eat and you must not do any work. The travelers or foreigners living with you must not work either. It is on this day that the priest will make you clean, so you will belong to the Lord again. All your sins will be removed. This is a very important day of rest for you, and you must not eat. This law will continue forever. The priest appointed to take his father's place, on whom the oil was poured, will perform the acts for making things ready for service to the Lord. He must put on the holy linen clothes and make the most holy place, the meeting tent, and the altar ready for service to the Lord. He must also remove the sins of the priests and all the people of Israel, so they will belong to the Lord. That law for removing the sins of the Israelites so they will belong to the Lord will continue forever. You will do these things once a year. So they did the things the Lord had commanded Moses.
Chapter 4.
Jesus began to teach again by the Sea of Galilee. A very large crowd gathered around him, so he got into a boat and sat in it. The boat was in the water while the entire crowd lined the shore. He used stories as illustrations to teach them many things. While he was teaching them, he said, "Listen, a farmer went to plant seed. Some seeds were planted along the road, and birds came and devoured them. Other seeds were planted on rocky ground where there wasn't much soil. The plants sprouted quickly because the soil wasn't deep. When the sun came up, they were scorched. They didn't have any roots, so they withered. Other seeds were planted among thorn bushes. The thorn bushes grew up and choked them, and they didn't produce anything. But other seeds were planted on good ground, sprouted, and produced 30, 60, or 100 times as much as was planted." He added, "Let the person who has ears listen." When he was alone with his followers and the 12 apostles, they asked him about the stories. Jesus replied to them, "The mystery about the kingdom of God has been given directly to you. To those on the outside, it is given in stories. They see clearly but don't perceive. They hear clearly but don't understand. They never return to me and are never forgiven." Jesus asked them, "Don't you understand this story? How then will you understand any of the stories I use as illustrations? The farmer plants the word. Some people are like seeds that were planted along the road. Whenever they hear the word, Satan comes at once and takes away the word that was planted in them. Other people are like seeds that were planted on rocky ground. Whenever they hear the word, they accept it at once with joy, but they don't develop any roots. They last for a short time. When suffering or persecution comes along because of the word, they immediately fall from faith. Other people are like seeds planted among thorn bushes. They hear the word, but the worries of life, the deceitful pleasures of riches, and the desires for other things take over. They choke the word so that it can't produce anything. Others are like seeds planted on good ground. They hear the word, accept it, and produce crops 30, 60, or 100 times as much as was planted." Jesus said to them, "Does anyone bring a lamp into a room to put it under a basket or under a bed? Isn't it put on a lampstand? There is nothing hidden that will not be revealed. There is nothing kept secret that will not come to light. Let the person who has ears listen." He went on to say, "Pay attention to what you're listening to. Knowledge will be measured out to you by the measure of attention you give. This is the way knowledge increases. Those who understand these mysteries will be given more knowledge. However, some people don't understand these mysteries. Even what they understand will be taken away from them. Jesus said, "The kingdom of God is like a man who scatters seeds on the ground. He sleeps at night and is awake during the day. The seeds sprout and grow, although the man doesn't know how. The ground produces grain by itself. First the green blade appears, then the head full of grain. As soon as the grain is ready, he cuts it with the sickle, because harvest time has come." Jesus asked, "How can we show what the kingdom of God is like? To what can we compare it? It's like a mustard seed planted in the ground. The mustard seed is one of the smallest seeds on earth. However, when planted, it comes up and becomes taller than all the garden plants. It grows such large branches that birds can nest in its shade." Jesus spoke God's word to them using many illustrations like these. In this way, people could understand what he taught. He did not speak to them without using an illustration, but when he was alone with his disciples, he explained everything to them. That evening, Jesus said to his disciples, "Let's cross to the other side." Leaving the crowd, they took Jesus along in a boat just as he was. Other boats were with him. A violent windstorm came up. The waves were breaking into the boat so that it was quickly filling up. But he was sleeping on a cushion in the back of the boat. So they woke him up and said to him, "Teacher, don't you care that we're going to die?" Then he got up, ordered the wind to stop, and said to the sea, "Be still, absolutely still." The wind stopped blowing, and the sea became very calm. He asked them, "Why are you such cowards? Don't you have any faith yet?" They were overcome with fear and asked each other, "Who is this man? Even the wind and the sea obey him."